Friday morning headlines, of course, tomorrow on his 79th birthday and the Army's 250th anniversary. It is the big parade going on down in D.C. Estimated anywhere from $30 to $45 million on this. And going down is 6,000 soldiers from every Army division are expected to participate. It'll also showcase members of all of the armed forces in various ways. Beyond the troops, here's the final count that it's supposed to happen. It'll feature 49 aircraft, 128 militarized vehicles, including about 40 tanks, 2 mules, and 1 dog.
Mm.
The dog made it. The canine, by the way, is a blue heeler named Doc Holliday. So he'll be a huckleberry. And he is from Fort Cavazos or Fort Hood, Texas. To close out the parade, the Army's Golden Knights will parachute down and deliver a flag to President Trump.
Very nice. That will
take place tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Coinciding with the No King protests, which will be happening all across the area. And I may have to go out and protest against that, and because I think George Strait's place in country music is firmly established, and that the king still reigns.
I'm with you on this. I can't wait to see the footage.
Just my counterpoint.
So it was a big time in North Richland Hills this week when two troublemakers were out way past their bedtime. Their names, Seabiscuit and Poncho. That would be a donkey and a pony, who are buddies and were spotted walking the streets of the town late at night, which made some local drivers a little bit nervous. That's not where that goes. A donkey and a pony. No, no, no. Police promptly notified. They shared a photo of the fearsome duo on social, saying that you just never know what you're going to see on the night shift.
Aw, bless those guys' little hearts. Heads up, newsworthy and noteworthy, that full I-20 highway closure happens tonight. This is the east side of the 2030 split on the west side and southwest corner there of 820 and 20, where all that combines. So I-20 will be closed starting at 7 o'clock tonight, going through, they estimate, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. They're going to blow a bridge apart. And they still don't say exactly what's going to replace it. So I guess we'll find out all about that Monday morning for rush hour there.
But I mean, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, it'll be closed. Westbound I-20 will be closed for the bridge construction activities after that. But they'll have the detours. 2030 split, the 20 side, a no-go starting tonight. Also down there, it's worth noting, too, the Comal River. Very, very popular time to do some tubing. Well, with all the water and certainly rain they've had, the city of New Braunfels has temporarily closed access to the river. And that goes, at least at this point, through the weekend, saying it is not safe to tube or do anything or float along. Or they have been just pounding this week.
So what are you getting, Dad, for Father's Day? Guys, notoriously tough to buy for. So Google is here to help us out with the top 10 Googled gifts. Do you have anything you got your eye on, KB? Like, I really, really want that.
Sounds like Wiggles tickets in Preparation H. That's what I need to get.
It's
going to
be delightful.
Yep.
Okay, so at number 10, apparently this is the new version of buying Dad a tie or silly socks, preferably personalized. Ooh. Number 9, sunglasses. Number 8, a golf bag. Swim trunks, tennis shoes, watch cases, and for the top 4, dart boards, watches, engraved cutting boards, and at number 1, a nice new grill.
Oh, okay.
Which may or may not be the missus volunteering Dad to cook dinner on Father's Day.
I did not hear jorts in that top 10. So
which
I'm
is
very,
really an injustice
unfortunate.
To the entire jort industry.
And then finally,
breaking news.
Today's Friday the 13th.
Yes, and though Larry's not afraid, a lot of people are. But Friday the 13th today, and an interesting note that this is the only Friday the 13th we will get in all of 2025. And with the way things are going, we're only going to need one pretty much.
You and me with KB and Heather Lee.